Well, Father, there's not too much we can say except thank you. Thank you for being who you are. Thank you for being a father that loves his children. And thank you for bestowing your gifts upon us, Father, setting us free from all bondage. And Father, right now, as your people just praised you in their offering, I'm asking you that you multiply. Multiply, Father God, let them have overflowing abundance. And Father, I just thank you that their ears are open and in tune to what you're saying this night. And Father God, we just plead the blood of Jesus that no enemy can come into this sanctuary ever and steal your people. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, for those who weren't here this morning or didn't hear it, God did speak and say that he had dropped the glory. And we're going to find it and play it for you so you know for sure. I know when he spoke it through me, I was standing back there and I was so overwhelmed because he said the glory was coming. And then Alan said, in the fall. And the fall ends in a couple days, right? And God always fulfills his promise. And he spoke to me and said, I'm going to drop my glory during the revival. I just hear God say we have to be steadfast and sure in this coming year. Because the enemy's coming with great vengeance upon the United States of America. And he's going to harvest souls that he shouldn't be able to harvest. And we have to be on the alert and hear his voice at all times. All right, when I was preparing this morning's service, God said to me, I am preparing you for the secret place. So I thought that's a good title. We'll just go ahead and see what we find here, all right? So God's been preparing us these 3 days for the secret place. The secret place is a place of God's presence where we can abide in his shelter and shadow. The secret place is used to refer to a place of refuge or safety. It also refers to the Holy of Holies, the innermost sanctuary in the tabernacle or the temple. It is also a place of prayer where we can communicate with our Father who is in secret and who rewards us. The secret place is accessible by the blood of the Lamb. I really think it's really awesome that God is preparing us for this secret place where we can just walk up and just melt into his arms and he just keeps us totally and completely safe from all harm. And Psalms 91 verse 1 says, you who sit down in the high God's presence, spend the night in Shaddai's shadow. Say this, God, you're my refuge. I trust in you and I'm safe. That's right. He rescues you from hidden traps, shields you from deadly hazards. His huge outstretched arms protect you. Under them, you're perfectly safe. His arms fend off all harm. Fear nothing. Not wild wolves in the night, not flying arrows in the day, not disease that prowls through the darkness, not disaster that erupts at high noon. Even though others succumb all around, drop like flies right and left, no harm will ever graze you. This is in Psalm 91 in the Message Bible. You'll stand untouched. Watch it all from a distance. Watch the wicked turn into corpse. Yes, because God's your refuge, the high guard, your very own home. Evil can't get close to you. Harm can't get through the door. He ordered his angels to guard you wherever you go. If you stumble, they'll catch you. You know, this is talking about the angels. Their job is to keep you from falling. You'll walk unharmed among lions and snakes and kick young lions and serpents from the path. If you'll hold on to me for dear life, says God, I'll get you out of any trouble. I'll give you the best of care if you will only get to know and trust me. Call me and I'll answer. Be at your side in bad times. I'll rescue you, then throw you a party. I'll give you a long life, give you a long drink of salvation. Awesome, isn't it? Psalms 91 was written to guide us to Christ during the midst of danger. Why? So that we will understand God doesn't promise a world free from danger, but he does promise his help whenever we face danger. God is a shelter, a refuge when you are afraid. The writer's faith in Almighty God as protector would carry him through all the dangers and fears of life. We're talking about the writer of Psalm 91. This should be a picture of our trust, trading our fears for faith in him, no matter how intense our fears. To do this, we must live and rest with him. By trusting ourselves to his protection and pledging our daily devotion to him, we will be kept safe. When we hide in the secret place, we are hidden from the enemy, and the enemy cannot touch us. And the forces of darkness cannot prevail against us. Therefore, we can pray in the power of the Holy Spirit without fear, because God has given us a sound mind and strength to pray in the power of his Spirit, thus defeating the powers of darkness through the anointing and indwelling presence of Christ within us, who gives us strength. See what he's doing to us? We're going to have perfect security in the arms of Jesus. We need to understand that as we abide in the Lord, the anointing power will give us the strength, despite our weaknesses, to endure the powers that we face and stand up to them. We need to understand that as we abide in the Lord, the anointing power will give us the strength, despite our weakness, to endure the powers that we face and stand up to them. In the secret place, we stand above the nature of the world, against the powers of darkness, and the Lord gives us the strength and the mercy to go on despite the frequent afflictions of the soul. We can walk past the afflictions and the affections, and God knows our doubts and our fears. At the heart of the message of Christianity is still the heart of the secret place of drawing into his presence, where joy and mercy flow like a river. The anointing will break the yoke of anything that we are oppressed by. We need to remember always that no matter what, the Spirit of the Lord is always our strong tower. When we are weak is when he is the strongest. It is through his anointing in us that we are to, in turn, anointed to preach of the anointed one, the one who will liberate people. Let's read that again, Brent. The anointing will break the yoke of anything that we are oppressed by. We need to remember always that no matter what, the Spirit of the Lord is always our strong tower. When we are weak is when he is the strongest. It is through his anointing in us that we are in turn anointed to preach of the anointed one, Jesus, the one who will liberate people. We cannot liberate, only he can liberate. But as we go forth without a shadow of a doubt, knowing that his power and his glory is in us, then Jesus can reach out and touch the people and set them free. God has promised us that when all this bad stuff starts coming down, those who are so close to him that you can't get anything between him and you, he's going to keep you. So I'm not concerned about what's coming down the road, whether it's no food or whatever is going on. God said if we stayed close to him, he would keep us. I stand on his promise to me. That was a promise he gave this entire church. All right. So we must trust in the Anointed One to anoint His message to the people whom He has chosen, and anoint with His healing balm of His very word. So we must trust in the Anointed One to anoint His message. In other words, when you go forth to give a message, you have to understand that God has already anointed that message, and it's going to touch people's lives. It's not you that touches their lives. It's the anointing on the word that God has given you to send forth. When we hide in the power of the secret place, the power of the Holy Spirit dwells within us and hides us so that we cannot be seen nor heard as we pray. When we hide in the power of the secret place, the power of the Holy Spirit dwells within us and hides us that we cannot be seen nor heard as we pray. Now let's stop and talk about Corrie Ten Boom's sister. You know, they always made the Jewish women be naked all the time, and you weren't allowed to have a Bible. But she carried that Bible everywhere she went. And this day they were transferring them from one camp, prisoner camp, to another one. And her sister said, "You can't carry that Bible." And her sister said, "God will hide me in a secret place." She walked right past those guards, totally naked, carrying a Bible in her arms, and they never saw the Bible. So don't tell me that God can't hide you in this secret place. All right? The Holy Spirit gives us the strength to carry on through His Spirit in deep intercession and groanings. It's the Holy Spirit. That's why God said no more religion. It's Spirit calling to Spirit. Solitude is the key to hearing God's voice and knowing Him and being anointed to preach His word. In other words, you have to find that secret place alone with Him. Matthew 6:6, "But when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in this secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly." And He's been telling some of you to find a secret place to pray this during these. I remember He's been telling you, find that place of solitude and talk to Me. Jesus said that we are to go into our closets in private, and it is in that private place we are to pray unto the Lord, and that is a hidden place where Satan cannot hear our prayers, where we are covered by the shield of faith of His love. A.A. Allen one time really was seeking God's face for something. So he told his wife, "I'm going into the closet, the coat closet, and I'm not coming out till I hear God. Do not bother me." I think he was in there 3 days, and finally he came out. He finally heard God. But he said, "I have to be alone with God." And he went into the coat closet and sat there until he heard from God. How many of us do that? He drew Himself alone. And people who live alone, you're really blessed because you don't have to worry about anybody bothering you. Just go find your secret place, and it can be anywhere in the house. And then just talk to God. When we dwell there, in this hidden place, when we dwell there, that is where the powers of darkness cannot pervade. For it is our private time of knowing God so well and experiencing Him so well that we drink of the wine of Christ and experience the new wineskins that He purchased for us as new creations through the blood of His atoning sacrifice. I noticed one thing God's had in this revival is a new season, a new day, a new dawning. So, and God's been calling us into this secret place. See, God does everything perfectly, line upon line, precept upon precept. And He's been walking us through this. And, when I get the messages together, I think, God, this should be the message at the end. But, each message, just runs right into the one that was given. And when God said, "I'm taking you into this secret place," I thought, "You're so wonderful." My little pea brain can't comprehend God's magnificent things that He does. Yours can't either. And this is why we're not supposed to lean to our own understanding, but we're just supposed to totally and completely follow our Father and trust Him. It is only through that that we can enter into the Lord's shelter, and we go into the secret place, where His mercy and His river dwell, where we can sing eternal songs unto our God and King, where His shelter dwells and His river meets. It is there that we are held in the palm of His hand, His everlasting loving hand. Do you understand that God really does hold you in the palm of His hands? He let me see that one time. He literally holds us in the palm of His hands. Can you believe how big that palm of His hands is that He can hold Christopher Gore in there? Chris isn't here, so I'll pick on him. Do you ever think of that? You know, when it says God said, I hold you, He doesn't care how tall, how big, how skinny. He can hold you in the palm of His hands. And the enemy can't touch you in that secret place. He literally can't. From the creation of the world, we are formed and held there in the secret place, where God's mercy meets God's judgment, and together we are formed before the foundations of the world by the palm of an all-knowing God who loves us and ransomed us through His sacrifice. It is only through that we can experience liberation from the powers of darkness. And the anointing of the Lord will fill us to the overflowing nature of the everlasting glory of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let's stop there. You know, when God told me this morning, He said, I've dropped the glory. And somebody asked me about the rain. Yes, the rain was. And that's when God said, I have the thunder cloud or whatever cloud, He said. And He was dropping the rain. He totally and completely immersed us in His glory this morning. You know, I was thinking about you, Brett, and your family whenever I was sitting there listening for God's voice. And you said, I hope He doesn't, you were Nancy said, I hope He doesn't drop the glory while we're in Vermont or wherever you was at. But where were you at? You were right here in God's presence. Amen. And God always told me, you'll be surprised who won't be here when I drop the glory. I wouldn't miss a service for nothing. And I thought about Naomi. She lives in New Jersey. And she said, I want to be there when He drops His glory. And she was. She is. And look how God used her. Two services now. God is awesome. He gives you the desires of your heart. Amen. All right. It is only through I reread that. All right. It is time that we stopped grieving God's Holy Spirit. And instead, understand that dwelling in God's house means spending time with Him. All right, some of you still are not spending quality time with God, but after tonight you will. Because God is preparing us for the secret, has been preparing us for the secret place. It is not about how much we have experienced in life or what we have come to know through books and so on. It is time that we experience God on our knees in prayer. We need to bow our knees before the Master of all knowledge and wisdom, because He is the one who formed the earth from the foundations of the world, from everlasting to everlasting. He is the King, the Alpha and the Omega, the Prince of Peace, and the Healer of souls. It is upon Him that we are to trust and obey. You know, some people, you know, trust their flesh, or they trust their best friend, or, you know, but we should only be trusting in God for everything. Well, some will not like to hear this. It is okay, because as believers, we are to remain hidden in the secret place of the Most High, who is our shelter and our intercessor. It is through being intimate with Him and abiding in Him that we will experience most fully the growth that we so honestly desire in our souls, at a soul level where we long for and want to experience the river of God's love invading us. You know, I know that everybody in this room tonight, you're hungry from God for God, and you want everything that God has for you, or you wouldn't be here service after service after service over all these years. You would have walked away a long time ago, like some have. And because you've been so hungry and so thirsty, God is filling you to overflowing, so that when you go forth, you'll have something to give to the nations. And it won't be nothing in you. You're none of your flesh, none of your thoughts. It'll be God, all God. Because you spend time in a secret place. So the river of God's love in the secret place invades us to the core and assails us at every corner, causing us to turn from our iniquity and sin, which oftentimes we merely hold on to rather than deal with because of our humanity and pride. I'm going to read that again. So the river of God's love in the secret place invades us to the core and assails us at every corner, causing us to turn from our iniquity and sin, which oftentimes we merely hold on to rather than deal with because of our humanity and pride. And as a result of us abiding in the secret place, we can experience His joy and His mercy and His everlasting beauty and goodness. Let's stop there. I forgot. Zeta, whatever his name is. The one that went to heaven so many times. Was on Sid Roth and, God used him to do all kind of miracles. He had a sin nature that he just thought when he came back from heaven it would be gone, but it wasn't. God didn't just pop it out of him. He said he spent 3 days and three nights, right, alone in a secret place with God. And when he came out of that place, that sin nature was gone. See, there's some things you're just going to have to work out. There's some of the things that you're going to have to get along with God and stay there until God frees you up. And he said he felt the second that thing left him. So if you're still fighting a sin nature, then you have not went the ultimate mile. You're going to have to find your secret place. I don't care if it's 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 10 days. Whatever it takes until God yanks that thing out of you. You're waiting on God and God's waiting on you. Just like, and I say that because with the glory drop, God said, when I talked to him about it, he said, God, I'm waiting on you. And so, I just did whatever he told me to do, and he dropped the glory. I'm waiting on him, but he was waiting on me. Some of you, you're waiting on God to do something, but God's waiting on you to do your part. All right. God told us about Job before he ever put us in this testing mode we were in. And I'm glad he did because, I've had everybody that I know pray for me. But, they did the same thing to Job. And Job had faith and believed. But when he did what he had to do, and that was quit thinking about himself and start praying for his friends, that God healed him, set him free. Are you understanding that? I don't get excited if I don't get healed when somebody prays for me, because God told me all about Job before he let me, Job, take me into this experience. And I know that when God's ready, God's going to do the healing. I know that. See, I've been in the secret place. Job went into the secret place. And so now we know we've done our part. Now we just wait on him. Are you understanding this? I hope you are. Because God's calling us to that secret place. I'm hearing him say he's calling us to that place of total confinement, where we're just locked in with him. And we keep staying locked in with him until he does what you need done in your life. He just spoke that. What is it you need that God hasn't yanked out of you? Get into your secret place. Take off work, lose your job, whatever it takes. And let God set you free. As Jesus touched people, they were made whole. Likewise, we should seek the face of Christ by abiding in him through his Holy Spirit and enter his courts in the secret place of his presence. Excuse me, this is the power of the secret place to be like Jesus. If you're like Jesus, then you have that power. if you spend time alone with Jesus in the secret place, then you have that power. And you should not walk forth until you know that you have been in that secret place and God has stripped you of that sin nature. And when you go forth, you have the power and authority to make the devil flee. All right. And, you know, if you don't condemn yourself, don't judge yourself. We look at the body of Christ, and over the years, the world has been getting darker and darker and darker, and the church is part of the world. We are in the world, but we shouldn't be of the world. Isn't that what the word says? And so it touched the church. The sin nature touched the church also. Now, the sin is whenever you stay in that sin nature. When you don't go the extra mile and do everything it takes to be set free. All right? Will you join him, Jesus, in the secret place today in prayer, in worship? Ask the Lord to take you to the secret place and to remain hidden in prayer and worship so that you can intercede for the saints and those who are not saved today. Psalm 81 verse 7 says, "You called in trouble and I delivered you. I answered you in the secret place of thunder. I tested you at the waters of Meribah." Sometimes when we cry out to God, he gives us a test. Are you really serious? Do you really want me to set you free? Then here's a test. Are you going to pass this test? How sincere are you really to be set free? Psalm 91:1, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." Comment, God's secret place is a place of safety. In Psalm 18:11, "He made darkness his secret place. His canopy around him was dark waters and thick clouds of the skies." God's secret place is hidden in darkness. Man cannot see into his secret place. When I start, this is interesting because we first started the revival before we started and I was studying. A lot of things it says about God as he was in the darkness. That at first that blew my mind. But as I searched the scriptures and found out he was hidden. And the enemy couldn't touch him. The enemy couldn't see him. And God's calling us into the secret place, that hidden place in him. And if we find that secret place, the enemy can't see you. The enemy can't touch you. And I'm hearing God say, "And you forever abide under the shadow of the Almighty." The enemy can't take you out of that shadow because you've passed the ultimate test of total commitment to the Father to walk in holiness and righteousness. In this secret place, I am rejoicing with you as you rejoice with me. For it's in this secret place that the enemy cannot come. He cannot interfere. He cannot harass you. And because he cannot come into the secret place, I can perform the miracles in your life that you have need of. So as you climb that ladder of success, when you find the secret place, you'll find your freedom from all anxieties. You will no longer labor to be set free because in that secret place is total freedom in me. I'm calling each one of you tonight to find your secret place tonight in me. Let me come down and worship with you in your secret place. God's saying the altar call right now is for you to God to show you the secret place, the hiddenness that he has for you, where the enemy can no longer touch you. You won't give in to the voice of the enemy, the desires of the flesh, because all you'll want is Jesus. And when you come out of that secret place, like so many have, I've been to the secret place many times. There's a price you have to pay in order for God's glory to work through you, in order for the miracles to work through you. And remember what God told me to remind you of, that you can be in sin and still operate in your gifts. That does not make you saved. That does not make you hidden. That makes you deceived. And God doesn't want any more deception in the body of Christ. He wants you to know that you know that you know, and that you are not a bastard child, but you are a son or a daughter of the Most High. And He wants to dwell in you, and He wants to use you mightily. With the glory drop this morning came signs, wonders, and miracles. We witnessed those this morning, and we witnessed them again tonight. But the first ones we witnessed came before God told me He dropped His glory. But now we know that we are in that hidden place in Him. And if you step out in faith and allow Him to use you, you're going to see miracle after miracle. The altar's open for you to find your secret place in Him.